This is our season finale episode of the first season of Just for a Change, powered by the Bertha Center for Social Innovation and Entrepreneurship podcast. It's been a jam-packed season, and we've covered a lot of ground, from education to health innovation and vaccine apartheid, to looking at how we fund systemic change, to looking at how scholarships can change the way we're changing the world. The backdrop of the first season has been the COVID-19 pandemic, and as we've mentioned in a few episodes, the pandemic has highlighted many systemic issues that we face in our country, continent, and around the world. It's interesting that you speak about our colleagues and our team members, because I think a personal highlight for me in season one was actually having some of the Bertha staff team members be part of some of our podcast episodes. At the Bertha Center, we have, you know, five focus areas. We're looking at health, we're looking at education, youth and development, innovative finance, and there's actually a lot going on, and we don't often get an opportunity to actually just sit together and delve a little bit deeply into the work that we do.
I think alarming is the right word. I think if I had to sum up my thoughts about 2020, it would be that it's been a perfect storm, because I think each player within the education story is going through something very difficult at the same time.
You know what I think I love about what Louise highlights there is just how immense and massive the change was across the education sector. It wasn't just like a policy change that would affect how teachers delivered learning or something like that, but the pandemic fundamentally transformed already existing challenges that were, you know, in the education sector, but really also highlighted sort of like the inequalities. And I think that's what really came out of that episode. I don't know. What do you guys think about that reflection?
What I really hope we might be able to do as a society is to use this opportunity to look even deeper into the question of what kind of education, what kind of learning, what kind of teaching is relevant for this century.
How exciting to see communities rally and self-organize. These collaborations have been creating change in communities since their inception.
This power of what it means to be aware of our power, but also want to engage with it. And so the principles we're just pointing out how are the different ways that the community action networks, and specifically us in Woodstock, we're trying to think about our organizing differently. And so one of the key ones was focusing on critical connections more than critical mass.
I think what's really amazing about both those clips from Ella and the one that we just heard now about what was happening in Vrijgrond during the pandemic, and I think for me it seems like, oh no, this isn't the way to go. But I think what came out, and when we're thinking about innovation, we often think big, but what came out is that actually sometimes small is good. That sometimes small changes where you're at, whether that's in a small neighborhood in Cape Town, whether it's thinking about your own neighborhood in Woodstock, that what you're creating in connecting with people, maybe just your next door neighbor, somebody at your local school, actually has the potential to create impact. We're so glad that you've joined us in our first season and look forward to the season wrap-up episode as we reflect back on season one and also look forward to what we can expect in season two, launching in July 2021.
Really, I'm looking forward to hearing more from the audience, whatever that means, and to feel the way that these stories and this approach to telling stories and sharing them is being heard and felt by you, the listener.
Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss the next episode.